Google Midway Pest Management. Control your bugs and wildlife. Call 913-820-9737.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode with Midway Pest Management. I am your host, Luis Gonzalez, and today I want to talk to you about some tips on how to get rid of mice and rats, give you some advice on preventative measures, and also if it's something that you don't like to deal with, you can ask for professional help, and here at Midway Pest Management, we can help you. So let's get started. Mice and rats, definitely not something that people want to see inside their homes. The most common signs that you have a mouse infestation is the obvious one, that you see one running across the living room, or if you're in the workplace, you see one running across the desk. The other signs is just the evidence that they leave behind. A lot of times they'll gnaw at boxes in pantries, or you'll see remnants of other items that they've been feeding, such as like pastas, grains of rice, flour. You'll see their droppings. Usually their droppings are going to be along baseboard edges. Whether it's a home or at an office building, mice will run alongside of the wall. And then in that process, they leave droppings behind. So what can you do to reduce mice activity without professional pest control? So number one is making sure that trash is being taken out of the home on a very frequent, regular basis. Make sure that food crumbs, they're not being left behind. This will draw the mice more into the house, especially if we had mice coming in and then they find food crumbs, they find a good food source, then we're basically inviting them to stay indoors and begin nesting and reproducing. So taking out trash on a regular basis, cleaning up any food crumbs. And then the biggest one, which a lot of the times it's hard to control if you have pets at home, you obviously leave the dog food bowl, water bowl. What happens with this is that these unattended food and water sources just serve as a great food source for them. And then what happens is they keep feeding on that. They establish in the home. They begin to reproduce in the walls, in the attic, in other areas where then it can become a pretty difficult problem to eliminate. Preventative measures that you can take, and this is the same for mice or rats, sealing up any small gaps, holes around the foundation perimeter of the house, if there's any roofing gaps. The biggest things that we see our technicians whenever we do inspections is going to be plumbing gaps, electrical gaps. A big one that goes unnoticed just because of its location is going to be the fascia where the gutters attach. A lot of the times, especially during the winter, we'll have snow accumulate there and then it'll weigh it down, or it begins to wood rot. And when it rains, or again, when snow accumulates, it pushes the weight of that gutter, pushes down, and it separates the fascia from the roof, and then that'll create a gap all along the gutter where mice and, well, in this case, not only mice and rats, but also bats and squirrels can potentially enter the attic. So making sure that you do periodic inspections around the perimeter of your home or business and make sure that all of these small gaps are properly sealed. That's going to be the best way to prevent mice or rats from entering a dwelling. And then the other one that's a very, very common is door seals. Garage door seals, regular door seals, they'll get chewed up on the corners by mice or rats, and then they make their way into the home or business. A lot of the times these door seals haven't been replaced in many, many years, and they begin to deteriorate just over using. They'll begin to dry out, or they'll just start to weather and tear apart. And that gives a great opening for mice or rats to enter the dwelling. So just replacing door seals goes a long ways in preventing these uninvited guests. Now, if you're the type of person that does not like to trap, deal with mice, you can always contact a professional pest control service provider. Midway Pest Management offers rodent population control, rodent prevention services, and we can definitely assist you with that. Basically, our process is if you're having an issue, you contact the office, submit a service request. one of our technicians would come out there, do an inspection of the inside, the outside of the house, take a look at the house top to bottom, look for any gaps, openings, and then we would give you service options for trapping the mice that are already established inside the dwelling, give you some seal up service options. This is going to take care of any small gaps along the foundation, around the roof. Again, we're just trying to prevent mice from finding their way into the walls, into the attic, and then into the home. And then we would also provide you with service options to continue a rodent population control. This is going to keep mice and rats at bay, keep the population levels down. And this is done intentionally so that whenever we have weather patterns changing, whether it gets hot, cold, or we have storms, that you don't have an influx of mice coming into the house seeking shelter. Once mice are inside the house, then depending on the habitat, depending if you have a lot of food crumbs, if there's trash, they'll either stay and begin to reproduce there, or you know, a nice, clean, tidy home just creates a shelter habitat, but not really a reproduction habitat where they're going to have not only shelter but food or water. So if we can control trash, water sources inside the home, then these uninvited guests don't have the ideal condition for them to begin to reproduce. I hope you have found this video helpful. Again, my name is Luis with Midway Pest Management. If you have any questions regarding any of the information that I just spoke about, feel free to contact our office at 913-820-9737. I would be happy to speak with you directly. Or if you're having a problem and you want to go ahead and schedule service, get a hold of our friendly staff and one of our service experts will come out to your home or business and do an audit for you. Thanks for watching. Or if you're tuning in via radio or podcast link, thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Google Midway Pest Management. Control your bugs and wildlife. Call 913-820-9737.
Hi, I'm Luis Gonzalez. I'm the owner and president of Midway Pest Management here in Kansas City. I want to thank you for stopping by our website. We are a full-service pest control and wildlife control company dedicated to helping folks just like you live pest-free lives. Whether it's spiders, ants, termites, mice, bats, even squirrels in the attic, we can help you. Please scroll on down the page and read more about us and see what some of our other customers have to say about us also. Be sure to read about our ultimate, no-risk, 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee. To put it simply, if you hire us to get rid of your bugs, you'll be 100% happy or you won't pay a penny, period. Be sure to click on the menu tabs above and find out more reasons why you should consider Midway Pest Management for all your pest control or wildlife control service needs. If you got a pest problem, or simply have a question, call Midway Pest Management at 913-820-9737. Ask for me, Luis Gonzalez. I'll be happy to speak with you anytime. Also, don't forget about our free 58-point pest survey and analysis of your home or office. Again, thanks for stopping by our website, and I hope you have a great day.
Google Midway Pest Management. Control your bugs and wildlife.